This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it is Wednesday and it is time for Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Last week, we had such a nice show talking about all the questions and silly questions you might have that you should be asking, but you didn't even know that you should be asking. It was such a fun show. And I kind of want to continue on that rhythm. Not that it might not be a fun, fun show, but I want to talk about being a mom. I talk about it all the time because obviously this is a parenting show. And I do share my trials and tribulations of my own personal journey. And as you know, it's my favorite topic to complain about. And there are parts that I find very hard. But even my son asked me the other day, because I sometimes joke about it and say like, oh, I would have had a lot more money if I didn't have children. You know, silly. My kids are 10 and 13, so please give me a break. They do understand my sarcasm by now. So they also find it funny. But I mean, my son then asked me the very serious question of, if I could go back in time and choose it again, would I be a parent? And I said to him, without even one moment of hesitation, I will always choose it again and again and again and again, because I love, love, love it. And I really honestly believe, and this is no offense to people who choose not to have children and whatever, you can choose whatever you want to, but for me personally, I feel that it has completed me as a person. I honestly feel that it has made me a better person in lots of different ways, more patient, more empathetic, more conscientious of people around me and their needs and my own needs and. Also, my self-awareness has become really amplified and so much better. And I honestly believe it has to do with the fact that I am a parent. Obviously, I'm not even talking about my level of logistical mastery that I have reached and those type of things, because just if I now think about November is coming up, that's my month where I then plan for the year ahead coming and I put all the stuff in the calendar. Yes, I am, again, logistical mastermind. I don't use that term loosely. I am very good at planning and I also enjoy it. But if I just think about it, I'm like thinking, all those things need to happen, all this stuff that I have to, in one part, I am definitely excited by it, but in the other part, it is a crap load of work. So, but that is, I mean, those type of things also, your skill levels on those practical things, time management, I feel goes next level when you are a parent. And that's what we're talking about, and specifically being a mom. I mean, being a parent and a dad, I think it's similar to being a mom, but there is a different roles. And maybe we should also make a future show about that. What's the difference between a mom and a dad? Is there a difference? But anyway, let me not get philosophical on my topic today. Today, we're talking about being a mom and what it entails. And to join me to talk about this, it is a guest that I've had on before. It's sleep consultant and play therapist, and she's a mom of three. And in all honesty, I'm taking my mastery to one level. She takes it to a whole different level, and she's had quite a year of things happening with her, and she's like, I mean, she's still here. She looks very good. So she's clearly taken it to a whole different level, this mom thing. So join me today, Megan Hoyer. Thank you so much, Megan, for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. You're so kind.
I mean, I think honesty is also a thing that parenting has taught me. So I'm not lying when I'm talking that I'm in awe of you as a mom. But in the same breath, I think what makes you so amazing as well is that you're not afraid to also share that you are often struggling with it as well. Yes. I mean, that's the thing, is sometimes if you look at people on social media and stuff like that, I mean, at the moment I'm in Cape Town and it looks like my life is oh so wonderful. But in the reality as well, I'm working while I'm away. The weather here is absolutely awful, but I'm just choosing not to complain about those things because I'm in such a beautiful place. I feel like that would be very crap. But that's also, but anyway, I'm jumping the gun here. But that is also something that, for me, that is sometimes hard about parenting is that I'm grateful to be a mom. I'm very grateful to be a mom. And that's, like I said, something that's for me sometimes difficult is that, and I think for new moms especially, I think I've become better at it. Yeah. But I think moms are sometimes, they think if they complain, they're not grateful about it and they're not appreciative of it.
I read a really cool book the other day and it was amazing. But the title of the book is Hard Doesn't Mean Bad. And it's all about motherhood. And it's like motherhood can be hard and it is hard, but it doesn't mean it's bad. And I just love that concept because often, like you say, you know, moms either don't want to complain, but motherhood is hard. And I think that's the reality to it. It is hard because it's the juggle. It's the selflessness. I think for me was one of the hardest things I had to get used to or get over was I thought I was a very, selfless person until I had children. And then it just takes you to a whole nother level. And I just loved her book. The whole concept of it is it's okay to be hard because it is the selfless act. And like you say, you have to learn new skills of juggling and planning. But just because you complain and saying it's hard, it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And like you say, you would never change it or take it back. And there's still joy and goodness in it, but it can still be hard.
Yeah. And I mean, in some ways for me, also the hard is sometimes because, I mean, I think everyone who listens to my show that knows that I also do like pushing the boundaries a little bit and, you know, pushing my extremes a little bit. And I think for me, sometimes the hard is also what keeps it interesting in some ways. Because it does challenge you. And I think that's part of life is also overcoming certain things. And then, you know, especially when, I mean, and again, Megan, I know that you've had quite a year already with lots of things happening. And I mean, don't you now look back and think, wow, yes, I am super impressive. We survived that.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I look at you and I see that.
I think, you know what was hard for me was so many people are like, I don't know how I would never have been able to do what you did. And I mean, just maybe to give your listeners a bit of a background, my husband had a burst appendix. We were busy camping in the Kruger National Park and his appendix burst. And it wasn't dealt with very well with the doctors there that he ended up having sepsis and he's had three operations since then and he's had pneumonia and his wound burst open because it got infected and a whole bunch of stuff because of sepsis. And so many people said to me, like, I never would have been able to do that. And I'm like, you would have. Because as a mother, there's this thing inside of you. I had no other choice. Like I said to people, okay, but what should I have done? Like sat in a corner and rocked myself. Like I had to pack up. I had to drive my three kids back home with a trailer and a full car. And I had to do it. I had no other choice. And so many people have said to me, I could not have done it. And I'm like, I promise you, there's something when you become a mother, there's something inside of you that when you have no other choice, you will do it. And you would have done equally just as well as I did because you would have had no choice. So I don't look back and go, oh, I'm amazing because I had no choice. You know, I had to.
But sometimes the no choice things is also the ones that test your boundaries the most. And then you are allowed to look back and say, wow, that was a hard thing and I've survived. And I'm looking really forward to this topic, getting a lot more into it.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Yes, if you've only just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM and I am Yolandi Becker, your host for our parenting show. And today we're talking being a mom and what it entails. And I mean, I guess for each person or each mom, it's also a different kind of journey. My guest today is also a sleep consultant, play therapist, and mom of three, and survivor of a burst appendix, husband with a burst appendix. Index, Megan Warrior. As always, please note that I always want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have any comments or questions or anything like that, please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. And please remember that if you haven't downloaded the app yet, please go and download the ChaiFM app. You can listen to us live on the app, or you can listen to the show and all the other shows live and as a podcast from the app. So it's very just easy and convenient. So Megan, we've now congratulated. You didn't feel that impressive after your year that you've had. But I mean, if someone would say to you this, what would you say? Like, if someone would ask you, describe what a mom means to you, what would you say? How would you describe it be like being a mom?
That is a very loaded question. Because, it's the same as what is it like to be a wife? You cannot explain it to someone else unless they're there. But motherhood for me is, I had this saying that I actually thought up today because I was just like, what is motherhood? And motherhood for me is literally being surprised by your own strength and endurance, as well as navigating unknown, ever before existed fear. Because you don't know, no one can prepare you for motherhood. You do not know what it entails until you've been there. And something I actually said to a friend the other day is, when I had one child, I thought I was an expert. And I sometimes look at lots of people, especially on social media, who are making money out of being a mother of one. And they're selling all these books about pregnancy and newborns and babies. And they are a mother of one. And I realized, I actually felt the same when I had one child. But now having had three, I can very strongly and proudly and loudly say, I know nothing. I can walk mothers through holding their hand and encouraging them and cheering them on, but I cannot give you advice because I really don't. You know your child, and every child is different. My first was amazing. My second child, he threw me for an absolute loop. And my third is just somewhere in between. And I just realized I knew less and less. With each child, I knew less. I was not an expert. I'm not a pro. So for me, it's...
I think that realization, I feel, is expert level of parenting, is knowing that you still have a lot to learn.
Yes.
And being open to that, I think, is what exactly makes you an expert in parenting, is just that fact, actually, to be honest, because it is really that you can't know everything. And like you said, sometimes, I always say, for me, parenting, I don't know the right or the wrong. I'm hosting this show and giving people expert advice from other people just to give one side or an opinion on it. But the reality is that I don't know, and I've said this many times, I do not know what is the right combination of actions that will get a Nelson Mandela. I don't know. What's the combination of things that you have to incorporate into a child to achieve greatness for your child? And I also don't know what's the right combination of getting, I don't even, Robert Mugabe. I don't know what your parents did. But I'm just saying that, and the reality, like you said, with three children, and that's again why I feel that maybe that is the expert level that you're at now, is that in the end, I think we're all just closing our eyes and hoping for the best. But even with the same children from the same parents, the combination of choices that you make is different. And sometimes 100%. It is physically a choice that you're making.
Yeah.
Like you choose that I want to have a third child. Even that is not always a choice sometimes.
I didn't choose.
but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, some of the things you choose, okay, I want to, in the beginning while you're pregnant, you're choosing I want to have a vaginal birth. And in the end, sure, circumstances happen, and then you have a cesarean or an emergency cesarean.
Yeah.
Or you choose, I'm going to breastfeed. And then circumstances happen. So sometimes you think you're making a choice, and in the end, you're going to have a choice. And in the end, the combination of choices that you're making,
yeah,
is not even necessarily, it's either luck, coincidence, or circumstances. It's not even often a choice. And I think, and I hope that's what my show is also sharing in the end of the day. You need to remember that also for the parents and the moms around you.
Yes.
Because sometimes you're judging them on a choice that they made. And yeah, sometimes it wasn't even a choice. You're saying to thinking, oh, look at that mom. She's formula feeding. What the hell is she doing? Maybe she couldn't breastfeed.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't know. And that's also sometimes that we have to also self-reflect on that and be a little bit less judgmental as mom.
I think, you know, that's something why I think I'm so passionate about motherhood, is if we could be a generation or a group of people that stand together and actually encourage one another. There is enough things in the world to judge you. And that's what I'm so passionate about is can we not just cheer each other on and support one another? Why do we have to criticize one another for the decisions they make? Because their child is different from mine. And I think by having more kids, I have really learned to be less judgmental, because that mom, I can 100% tell you, is doing the best that they can do with what they've got. It might look different to you, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. And it's something I really, really have become more and more passionate about, is it just because it's different, it doesn't mean it's wrong. And it's something where we can really just encourage one another about, because each child and family structure does look different, and that's okay, you know, and we're just doing our best as moms. We really are.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why they often say that you can't have a manual for parenting.
Exactly.
Because every child is different. What will that manual include?
Yeah.
Everything that's possibly every choice that could be made. That's the problem. Yeah. Why a child doesn't come with a manual, because it's impossible to create one.
Yes. And I think that's something I often ask other mothers, is regardless of whether you're doing something right or wrong in someone else's eyes, it's what is your goal or your vision? And like mine is, I want to raise kind human beings. At the end of the day, I want my kids. And then I said to my husband the other day, like, then I'll know I've done a good job. I just want my kids to be kind adults. That's all I want. I want them to just be kind. And if we can raise a generation of kind people, I think I'll give myself a pat on the back. And then I'll tell you I'm an expert. But up until that point, I've got another, I don't know, what considers adulthood, 21, you know? Quite a few more years ahead of me, 13 more years. And that's when I'll know I've done a good job of being a mother, you know? And until then, I will not claim to be an expert at all.
See, I knew there was a reason why I invited you to my show, because I always say at the end of my show, the best example we can give our children is the example of kindness.
100%.
And I honestly also live on that principle. I also feel that you get a lot more out of people when you're kind to them. So yes, I love that philosophy. If you've only just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond. I'm your host, Yolandi Becker, and we're talking parenting, and specifically today we're talking being a mom, what it entails, what it feels like. And of course, I'm speaking to a mom, Megan Hoyer, a mom of three, about what it entails and what we feel it entails. I mean, again, this is now our perception. But again, I would love to hear your opinions on it, what you feel it, what does being a mom mean to you? Especially if you're now a grandmother as well. I would love to hear from you as well. Send me a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 and tell us, what do you feel? I mean, I do think also my perception of what being a mom is has changed from when I was in the trenches of newbornhood. It changed to babyhood, to toddlerhood. Now I sit with a teenager, and I've said this also on the show before, that parenting for me really only just started. If I look back now at the baby issues and the toddler, not again, if you're in there, I know it overwhelms you, and each phase has its own challenges. And I'm not saying that it's easy, not at all. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I mean, it's so different now. Yeah. it's so just different. But Megan, on that, what is for you, you know, I mean, we've talked about that there's challenges, but what's for you the most stressful thing about being a mom?
You're the most stressful thing.
Is it just keeping them alive?
I think because my goal or vision for my kids is to be kind is that I am somehow going to screw that up. I think so. It's not necessarily
so nice. They're not gonna be asses.
I think things can overwhelm you, and I think specifically that question, even I think fear can overwhelm you and sometimes incapacitate you as a mom. And it's something that I fight really hard for. Is I don't ever want to live with fear. I don't want to have fear for my kids, because we all know realities of living in South Africa. So for me, it's just that they are going to end up not being who I hope them to be in that sort of, you know, realm without putting them in a box. My son, even this year, we've been on a bit of journey with going to occupational therapy and now going to see a doctor with the fact that he potentially might have ADD and he's on the spectrum with ADD. And that was very overwhelming, because as a mom, life is hard. We all know life is hard because we've all been kids. But it was so hard for me hearing that, because I don't want life to be harder for my son. And that was really hard for me, was dealing then with my own fears of what does that mean going forward? You know, does that mean he potentially could be bullied at school? Does that mean he's going to struggle? And I think as a mom, you really don't want your kids to struggle. Like you say, life is hard. You know, we all know, we've all been there. Life is hard anyway. And to think that your child has got one more hurdle that they have to face. And that's why I think motherhood is often also a reflection of your own childhood, as well as your own things. And you're constantly needing to be careful that yourself doesn't actually interfere with your children. Putting things on your children that are not there, I think is sometimes one of the hardest things of motherhood, is to also letting them live their own life.
And I mean, that's true. And I mean, like, you know, as you were saying, like, you know, you want your children to be kind. And I mean, it's also like, I had a whole different conversation with another friend of mine recently as well, because you said you don't want your children to struggle. Yeah. And we had the opposite conversation, actually. And I mean, I'm not saying that it's been smooth sailing, you know, as well. And I've shared on the show as well that my son himself also this year had quite a year of personal struggles and things that he had to go through, and being at a psychologist and all sorts of things that needed to happen. I think I should really do a show on that so that I can properly share that. But we had the opposite. So we were talking about us growing up. And I mean, I never grew up in a household where we had I never needed food or wanted for food or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not, but I mean, my parents also didn't have a lot of money. So there was a lot of things that I wanted that I couldn't have. Mm. And there was a couple of things in our, and I mean, she also had examples of things that she had to struggle through when she was in high school and things like that. And we were sharing that. And then we had the opposite of like, is our children maybe having it too easy? That's so it's like, how are they going to go through life if they have no grit? And that was our fear, are we making, and that's the thing, it's like, it's always finding that balance, helping them, but not helping too much.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be a curling parent where you're just sweeping everything in front of them away and they're not experiencing anything, and they come to life and they don't even know how to do washing or whatever.
And so it's true what you say, because it's so funny. Like, in the same breath, I had also a conversation like that, and a friend and I came to the conclusion we want our kids to struggle when they're in our roof, because I can help them navigate problems, that they will be an adult that can navigate problems. Yes. But in the same breath as a mom, you want to protect your kids. So it really is a fine line, because I want to, 100%, I agree. I feel judgmentally, and I'll say that loudly, there is a certain generation that's got zero grit. They don't want to work hard, but they want to make loads of money. And unfortunately, life doesn't work like that. And I don't want my kids to be like that. I want my kids to work hard. And Yolandi, it's so true. My husband and I had this conversation, because we can afford a lifestyle that is slightly better than what we had as children. And I constantly am saying to my husband, but I don't want life to be too easy for my kids, because I do. I don't want them to be these entitled adults.
You're on these spoiled brats.
Yes, I don't want to raise a brat. And that's why I'm like, I want them to be kind. I don't want a brat. Entitled brat. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it is. And I mean, so maybe that for me is that, like, the most stressful part is finding that balance of where you're, I guess, assisting them and parenting them.
Yes.
But not, you know, helicoptering them,
yes,
or curling them and not giving them an opportunity to make their own mistakes and things, yes, like that. So it is like a, it is. And that's why I am saying often that the older they're getting, it is becoming a little bit, I mean, in some ways harder, because they are a lot more of their choices when they get older is, yes, their choices. Whereas, yes, when they're small, obviously, most of the choices that happen is your choice, which makes it a lot easier, believe it or not. Even though you do get at a point then, eventually, and I'm like this on holiday, and I'm just, actually, I hope my friend is listening to this, because I'm meeting a friend and he doesn't have children, and I had to choose the restaurant that we're going to. In all honesty, if you're a friend of mine, as if you want to, please make as many choices for me as what you want. Honestly, I have decision fatigue.
Exactly.
And small things like choosing a restaurant is sometimes just too much to handle.
Yeah.
But I'm loving this conversation.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
And just like that, another show is coming to a very strong end. And it's been such a nice show talking about being a mom, sharing our own fears, worries, stresses, maybe becoming a slightly more philosophical than what we should. But it's been so nice. I've been speaking to sleep consultant, play therapist, and mom and three, Megan Hoyer, about being, please don't be like worried or despair, because this will be available as a podcast on highfm.com afterwards. So please do go listen to it. It was really, I mean, I feel like it was nice, and it's nice to be honest and open about these things. But now we've spoken a lot about the hardness of motherhood and everything. But Megan, what is your favorite thing about being a mom?
Everything. Is that a cop out?
Why do you feel that that's a cop-out?
I think, like, specifically, my favorite thing is there is absolutely no one, and not even my husband, that loves me as much as my children. Like, I think there is, once you've got kids, there's that specific type of love that you cannot have with anyone else. And even if we've had a bad day at home, even if it's been a shouting day, my kids still love me, and they come to me, and when they are sad or hurt or upset about something, they still come to me for love and cuddles and hugs. And I think there is nothing and no one and no relationship that you ever experience that type of love besides in being a mother. So for me specifically, like, that is the best feeling in the world, is that regardless of what happens, there's that one little person that loves you more than anything else in this world.
And I mean, that is nice. I also love that. Of course, that's also one of my favorite things. And I also, for me, motherhood really has, like, moments, so many, you know, like, if you like watch a movie and you watch a trailer, then they create this trailer of moments out, yes, of the movie to highlight it. And I mean, I've got an endless trailer of moments with my children, and I mean, they're only 10 and 13, and for me, there's just these so many, and every day, even on the hard days, like you say, there is a moment during each day where I'm just like, yes, this is epic. And they're just so beautiful and so wonderful. And sometimes it's just lying with Emmy and she says something funny, or, you know, my son makes a fart joke that, you know, you shouldn't really be laughing about, but you are, because it's silly.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's like things like that where you're just like, and also sometimes just the way they look at the world in a very different way than what we do with our judgment.
Yes.
Everything. So, oh, I mean, I'm going to cop out and say, everything. I mean, even the hard stuff. Like I told you in the beginning, for me, even the hard stuff makes it. It challenges you and pushes you to boundaries as a person that is beautiful. And in the end, I love it as well. I love being a mom. So thank you so much, Megan, for joining me today and talking about being a mom.
Thank you. Before you go,
maybe just share with people, because you, like I said, you are a sleep consultant. You can help people with sleep, but you also have a cool Instagram page where people can follow you. Where can people find you?
So you can follow my Instagram page on Meg's Love for Life. Meg's is short for Megan. So M-E-G-S and then Love and then for Life. And they're welcome to follow me and contact me. And we can have some great chats after this.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much, Megan. It was so wonderful having you. I love chatting with you. I could have you on. And I think, like you also said, people didn't actually catch that on the ad break that we were talking about, that we could probably talk about this topic never ending about being a mom and sharing our own insights on it. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Landy. Thanks for having me.